No, we never did make cheese. Yeah, I think the cheese was made out of, I don't know, made out of goat milk, they say. I don't know. I never did make no cheese. You mean cottage cheese?
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Well, that's cottage cheese. I never did make cottage cheese. But you can do it. You can take the clabber and make cottage cheese. Dip it. Take the clabber and put it in a flour sack or something thin, and dip it, drip all that milk out of it, and it makes cottage cheese. We didn't ever do much of that. I don't drink too much for that.
What was curds and whey?
Well, that's what we made. It was curd, but it's the same thing as cottage cheese.
I see. Or clabber cheese?
Yeah, it was clabber dripped. All the milk dripped out of it, it was curd.
Okay, do you want to call it cruds?
Call it curd.
Curd.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as cottage cheese that you buy.
Okay, now, what about something you bake in a deep dish and it would be made of apples and had a crust on it?
Apple plate pie, or make an apple cobbler pie and put crust on it.
Yeah.
But plate pies, I guess, would be harder.
Well, yeah, this would be just something, just sit back and relax. This would be something that you would make without a crust in the bottom. It didn't have a crust in the bottom.
Well, I always put a crust in the bottom. Well, I wouldn't know what you'd call one without a crust in the bottom.
Just some sort of fruit, you know, and had a crust on top and baked in a deep dish with no crust in the bottom. So.
Well, I never made one like that. I just opened that crust on it, on bottom and top.
You said a cobbler.
Well, a cobbler had bottom crust in that. Put a bottom crust in the pan. And then put the fruit in there, and then put the crust on top, and dumplings in it, cut up a piece and put in, and put the fruit on top of it, and on the bottom, and then called a cobbler.
Do you make anything else with any other sort of fruit? Do you make a dowdy of any sort, or pan dowdy, or apple dowdy? Or?
I don't know. I don't even make no apple dowdy. I've heard of it, but I never did make any.
Do you know what apple slump was, or that sort of thing?
No.
Hand dowdy?
I don't know what. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Okay. All right. What was maybe a kind of a sweet thing you might stuff you might pour over? It would have maybe sugar, or nutmeg, or milk, some sort of thing in it.
Mm-hmm.
You pour it.
Be a sauce.
A sauce. Okay. Now, folks who like to eat between regular meals, food taken between regular meals, you call that a?
Eating between meals.
Yeah.
That's right. Snack.
Okay. Now, what time do you eat around here? Do you eat pretty regularly or most of
the time? Oh, yes, and then I don't eat between meals, nothing except fruit and a little candy once in a while. I don't ever eat just food between meals.
Like last week here, did you eat pretty regular?
Oh, yes, I eat regular at mealtime, but not between meals.
I see.
It's not healthy to eat between meals. And I don't get hungry. I eat pretty good, but I don't get hungry. And I don't, it's not necessary to eat between meals for not being hungry, so I don't do it. It's not healthy anyhow.
Like, have you already
ate breakfast?
I see. You already ate this morning?
Oh, yeah. We always eat breakfast.
I see.
Like 6 o'clock.
What do people drink for breakfast?
Well, I drink coffee and juice.